Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, since the World Conference Against Racism, I have countless opportunities to speak out and promote the implementation of the DDPA. 22, 18, 17, 16 years ago, and every year amongst the elsewhere in this house, I had expressed fear that my children and children's children will not different even when I'm no longer here, when I have joined the ancestors. For me personally, it was one of the biblical moments in my life that I was part of the adoption 23 years ago of the DDPA in Durban, South Africa, in a spirit of solidarity and which gave voice to and protected the rights of all victims of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and forms of multiple racism against African people, Afrophobia. People of African descent, no doubt, treasure the DDPA most as our ideal was recognized as the first victims group and the transatlantic slave trade and slavery was recognized as a crime against humanity. A people's document based on a thorough preparatory process and broad participation in the preparatory committee meetings and special caucuses. This is to emphasize, truth has the inherent power to produce the promised effect. This is to emphasize that we cannot that we can only be successful in the fight against racism, against all forms of multiple racism, if we do want to have do what we have promised decades ago. Defending and promoting the fully implementation of the DDPA, which is the strongest universal document of the United Nations programs to realize the rights of all victims of racism, including Afrophobia, racial discrimination, and reparatory, restorative, and climate justice. As I stated in September 2021, during the high level commemoration of the DDPA, the structurally persistent negative campaign to defame and undermine the DDPA is unacceptable. We now have the opportunity to put our house in order and to make it clear to our opponents that it must stop with the structural undermining of the DDPA. That is a blow in the face of all those who campaigned for the holding of the Third World Conference Against Racism by ensuring the adoption of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action through a broad-based democratic process. The undermining must stop. Without the DDPA, we would not have been as close as we are today in having a global platform positioned to recognize the unfulfilled right of Africans and people of African descent. During this third session, we must come out with a crystal clear statement that the time is now, is today, to say no to the denial of the DDPA in the name of people of African descent, and that we shall not settle down for anything less than our birthright, collective right, and our human right. We cannot longer be silent about the undermining of the and defamation of the DDPA that has taken place during the past 23 years and now escalated to the extreme. Yes, to the extreme, because even in the Netherlands, where the king apologized and the vice minister has apologized, they didn't refer to the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, but they used the Crime Against Humanity article. So it must stop to start with the second decade. Thank you.